New day, new you. Wake your ass.
Only
strong,
positive.
Monday through Friday. Fucking gratitude. Be mindful. You're listening to May I Elaborate? Daily wisdom from me, J.B. Smooth.
Yeah. Oh, man. Things you hear. You ever heard someone say, I remember it like it was yesterday? If you have, I'm betting it was someone with a few years on. I mean, you never hear a kid say that stuff. You never hear a kid say, I remember it was like it was yesterday. If you did, you'd probably look at that little motherfucker like, that kid has been here before. Oh, man, that gives me the creep sometimes when I hear that shit. And when I hear some motherfucker say that, that little motherfucker been here before. That shit give me the heebie-jeebies up my fucking back. Like little chill bumps and shit. That kid had another life before this one. Another life preceded this shit. You know what? Maybe that little motherfucker was here during medieval times. Or maybe that little motherfucker used to be a caveman or some shit like that. Caveman times. Like, they call that shit Neanderthal times. That little bastard lived before and came back, Miles.
Came back.
Hey, Miles, let me ask you something.
What?
You will see a movie called The Reincarnation of Peter Proud?
No. Is that an old movie or?
Miles, the movie old as shit, but it's good, man. They knew how to make movies back then. They knew how to touch your soul and shit resonated. And that shit stayed with my ass all this time. I'll never forget that goddamn movie.
What was it about?
So here's what it is, everybody and Miles. See, Peter Proud, right?
Hey, JB, before you start, I know you're going to get into telling us, but I just want to know what it's about. So I just say, you know, you keep it short so we can start the show, okay?
No, I got you, man. I know how to do it. I know how to keep it short. Shit. Come on.
Okay.
See, Peter Proud is a college professor in Los Angeles. And this dude keeps having this reoccurring dream that he can't explain, Miles. Now, in the dream, Peter witnesses a young man getting murdered by his girlfriend, Marcia, right? Now, all he can see is that man swimming in a lake as that woman stands over him with a fucking oar. She had an oar. She oared his ass. And he's haunted by that man's final words, which are, Marcia, don't. Not to be confused with Marcia from the fucking Brady Bunch, who got that fucking football thrown and hitting the fucking nose with. Remember that part, Miles? Remember that shit?
On my nose.
Not on my nose. It's Marcia, don't. Right?
Yeah.
Now, one night, Peter Prowse.
So there's more.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now one night, Peter Prowse watching television and he sees a church from his damn dreams. So he figures out its location, Miles, and then he goes there. Now, eventually, as he's walking around that damn town, he runs into, guess who, Miles?
Marcia, I'm guessing.
Fucking Marcia, Miles. The fucking Marcia from his nightmare. But now she's a middle-aged alcoholic, right? A
lot of detail you're giving.
And on top of that, Peter hooks up with Marcia's daughter and at a local country club. The country club where Marcia's dead husband, Jeff, was once a tennis pro. And right after that, Peter Proud uncovers the fact that Jeff was found drowned in the lake way back in 1946 under mysterious fucking circumstances, Miles.
All right, that sounds like a movie. So
No. I ain't finished it, Miles. Now, after hearing that shit, Peter Proud is hesitant about fucking around with Anne, considering the fact that she just might be his own goddamn daughter from a past fucking life. See, going back to that little motherfucker right there, that little Neanderthal motherfucker. See, going back to that idea. Plus, he's in love, so he proposes to her, Miles. He was hesitant, but this motherfucker proposes to her. And one afternoon at the country club, Marcia witnesses Peter Proud fucking sleeping in a lounge chair. And as his ass is lying there, he keeps repeating the phrase, Marcia, don't! Marcia, don't! In Jeff's fucking voice, the original motherfucker husband who fucking got killed. This shit made Marcia ass suspicious, man. She said, What the fuck is happening here?
This is long.
I know. I'm wrapping this shit up right now.
Do you have to say Peter Proud's whole name? Like,
I'll cut it down to Peter so we know who Peter is.
Okay.
Now, later on, Peter, I'm going to leave the Proud out. I'm not going to say Proud.
You said it three times.
So later on, Peter's dumbass goes for a swim in the same damn lake where Jeff died. Stupid ass motherfucker. See, I'm on the bet. When this shit was in the theater, everybody probably said, no, don't fucking jump in that fucking lake, fuckface. You know? Now, while he's in the water, Marsha approaches him in the same fucking boat she did to sneak up on Jeff's ass years ago. But this time, she has a fucking pistol.
No oar, huh?
No oar this time. That goddamn Marsha ain't shit, Miles. Yeah. She looks at Peter, but she calls him Jeff and accuses him of committing incest with Anne. Like this motherfucker intentionally came back. Like Jeff intentionally came back just to be with his own goddamn daughter. And when Peter tries to climb into that fucking boat to explain shit, Marsha shoots him to death in the same fucking lake, Miles. See that, Miles?
Yeah.
Peter Proud ass has been there before. That's why I say, remember shit like it was yesterday. Even though he wasn't him in the physical form, he was Jeff in the fucking reincarnated form. That motherfucker still got killed the same way goddamn Jeff got killed.
Wow.
What a movie.
Well, now I don't have to see it. By the way, anyone listening, it's maybe late for this, but spoiler alert.
My bad. Shit. Shit, yeah. Spoiler alert. That motherfucker dead. Shit.
Hi, I'm Miles, and thanks for joining us for
Peter Proud.
the reincarnation of Peter Proud reenactment. We hope you enjoyed it. JB played all the parts.
That motherfucker. Pow!
Also, thanks for joining us from New Day of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from JB Smooth. Every day we discuss a quote from a daily calendar to see if JB can squeeze even more wisdom and inspiration out of it. Today's quote comes from the calendar, A Network for Grateful Living, A Year of Gratitude, Inspiration for Living Life as a Gift. Here's the quote.
Let me hear it, Miles.
And I'll try to keep it short.
Keep your shit short. We both can't be long.
Sometimes kindness takes the form of stepping aside, letting go of our need to be right, and just being happy for someone. And that's from Sharon Salzberg.
Hey, Sharon, what's up? Sharon Salzberg. Okay.
She's not on the phone or anything.
No, I'm just giving her some love, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sometimes kindness takes the form of stepping aside, letting go of our need to be right, and just being happy for someone. Okay.
Okay. That's all you got there, huh? All right.
No, okay. I get it, Sharon. So I guess I left her last name off, too. Just save time.
For the rest of this, we'll do our best to make up the schedule. I know this bus is running a little late, but we'll start skipping stops, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smoove. The quote we're looking at today is, sometimes kindness takes the form of stepping aside, letting go of our need to be right, and just being happy for someone.
I love this, Miles. And I want everybody else to get this. I'm going to tell this not in a reincarnation of Peter Proud delivery or pace.
Please don't.
You know, we're going to get to the point on this one, Miles. Ain't no lollygagging around. I don't care what they tell you. In life, there are times to be selfish. Now, being selfish has gotten a bad rap. Sometimes you need shit when you need shit. Sometimes, Ma, you need shit when you need shit. On the other hand, there are definitely times to be selfless. There are times when your wants are outweighed by others' needs. And it's at those times that your ass needs to be selfless and step the fuck aside. For example, Miles, this is a good example. Say you get into some damn trivial argument with someone over some shit like, who would win between Batman and Superman? And your ass is not taking it seriously. But the motherfucker you're arguing with gets emotional about that shit. I'm talking, this motherfucker is about to cry over this bullshit.
It's not that deep.
It's not that fucking deep. These motherfuckers ain't real heroes. Now you have two choices. You can continue to fuck with him for your amusement and cause him to lose his comic book mind, or you can give in and get this motherfucker the tiny victory that he clearly needs, Miles. Mama, who do you think will win? Superman or Batman?
I mean, I'm guessing Superman.
That's what you think?
Yeah, I mean, he's a superhero. Batman's just a dude.
Yeah, you're right, man. Superman will whoop his ass. I mean, unless, of course, Batman wore some shit like kryptonite underwear or some shit like that.
Why would that be a thing?
Now, I'm going to tell you something else.
Yeah.
Besides being selfless, you need to learn how to find joy in other people winning. People don't have that all the time, Miles. I mean, I know we all want to win, Miles. Everybody want to win. I like to win. You love to win. People love to win, Miles. And trust me, Miles, there's enough room for all of us to win, just not at the same fucking time. I don't want to be in a room full of goddamn winners, and that means I ain't going to get my attention for being a fucking winner. We all get attention for being winners at the same goddamn time?
It's like those young people soccer leagues where they're all winners, and they all get trophies, and they don't keep score.
I get it. No, I get that shit, Miles. But at some point, I worked my ass off. Maybe I worked harder than everybody else on this motherfucker. And I need to have my fucking victory, my victory lap. I know how people feel when they worked hard, Miles, to achieve some shit, and they get there, and everybody got a goddamn trophy in the fucking room. It just frustrates people, man. I know how they feel. Is there enough room, Miles? Is there enough room for everybody to win, Miles? Is there? Am I wrong?
I mean, in life, we can all be winners, but I mean, then again, if we were all winners, how would we know what a winner was?
I'm going to say, Miles, this. We all can't stand up on that goddamn winner's podium at the same fucking time. All that fucking once. Everybody's trying to get on that bitch.
Yeah.
You know how dumb that shit would look? 8, 9, 10 damn people all standing on the top of that goddamn podium because nobody wants to be in second place or third place. And Miles, if you don't learn to be selfless when you're young, you wind up being that bitter-ass elderly person at the retirement home hating on other elderly people when they hit bingo. Miles, I've seen fist fights, open fist fights. And that's what happens at the retirement homes and shit. Nobody's got the tight fist.
No, the arthritis.
Yeah, they can't hold their fist tight. You know, it's more open fist punches.
Like a claw.
It's like a punch slap almost. Like a punch slap to the fucking face. Still hurts though. Still fucking hurts.
It hurts the puncher.
Oh, fuck yeah, it should hurt, Miles. It should hurt. It hurts trying to hurt somebody sometimes.
Yeah.
Look here, don't you be mad at Mr. Lopez because he won a case of goddamn chocolate pudding. Don't hate on him. If you're nice and you play your cards right, Mr. Lopez is a pretty nice guy. He might fuck around and share that shit with your ass. You know? If not, you'll be sitting in your room with your door open watching Jeopardy as a parade of sexy-ass old ladies walk out of his room and pass your door with chocolate pudding smeared all over their mouths. The damn negligees and shit. Shit goes down in those fucking nursing homes.
Wow, Mr. Lopez.
They people. They fucking people. Got knees and shit. See? And now, Mr. Lopez, Miles, guess what happened just now?
What?
That motherfucker just hit bingo again. Now, bingo ain't just a goddamn board game, Miles. The word bingo, to everybody out there, is just a placeholder for winning. You know how many times I yelled out bingo and I wasn't playing fucking bingo? Shit. One time, I was playing checkers and yelled out bingo. I said, bingo! I love when I hear bingo and motherfuckers ain't playing bingo. And trust me, man, Mr. Lopez had them old ladies in there in a fucking frenzy over that goddamn chocolate pudding. Now, those are somebody's grandmas in there getting smeared with chocolate. I tell you what, they fucking winning, Miles. Everybody fucking wins. And you need to be happy for them. They just won fucking chocolate pudding, Miles.
I'm happy for them. I wouldn't want to see them or watch any of that, but I'm very happy for them.
You know, that's their business. That's their business, Miles.
Yeah.
You know, whatever Mr. Lopez got going on in fucking room 324, that's his fucking business.
Well, look, let me say this. I've been pretty lax on getting back to the quote because I feel like the same way you drew me in to the reincarnation of Peter Proud, I've been drawn in to you attacking this quote, but I'm going to say the quote again because it needs to be said again. Sometimes kindness takes the form of stepping aside, letting go of our need to be right, and just being happy for someone. And you've addressed a lot of that. You've addressed stepping aside, although in the middle of stepping aside, you got pretty upset about not being acknowledged and then you wanted your gold, but that's okay. And letting go of our need to be right and just being happy for someone, well, we're happy for Mr. Lopez, even though we didn't win at bingo. And I get that. So how do you wrap this up?
I just thought about 2 miles.
What?
It was a dog named Bingo. Remember that song the motherfuckers made up?
B-I-N-G-O?
Yeah.
And Bingo was his name, oh.
Fucking Bingo. Almost forgot about Bingo. I wonder how Bingo's doing.
If the original Bingo that the song was made about, he's probably been dead and reincarnated 32 times.
You think that motherfucker came back?
Yeah.
I bet Marsha did it to him, too. You think maybe Marsha got reincarnated when she died?
I hope not.
And came back and kept doing the same bullshit, Miles.
That'd be terrible.
I can't get Marsha out of my fucking head.
Please do.
Anyway.
You sound just like Peter Proud, by the way.
No, Peter fucked up. Yeah. Peter shouldn't have gotten that goddamn lake again, Miles. He fucked up.
Oh, here we go.
He fucked up, Miles.
Yeah.
He could have went to a pool a regular-ass community pool or sign a pool in somebody's backyard. He had to take his dumb ass to that goddamn lake again? Woo!
Now I feel like Peter Proud. I feel like this is happening to me again, and I don't know how to get out of it.
What I'm trying to say is this. And if you're a sports fan, you know this. When your team wins, you say, "We won! We!" You say, "We! We won!" Question. Did you practice with the team? Did you score a point or assist on a fucking goal? Did you drive a team bus? Or do you do the team's laundry? And don't sell that laundry short. Shit. Don't sell that laundry short. Doing that laundry is important. You can't have a team out there looking all fucking dirty. Anyway, I ask you, how the fuck are you going to say we won? I'll tell you how. Because that's your fucking team. You root for that team, and when they win, we all fucking win. So I say this to you, my fucking teammates. Learn when to step up and when to step aside. And do your best to get joy out of being happy for me just as I will for you. I got you. You fucking win, I got you. Just don't beat me, bitch. But when you win, and I win, we all fucking win.
Well, thanks for joining us on another episode of May I Elaborate, Daily Wisdom from J.B. Smooth. I want to give a special thanks to Work for Publishing for letting us borrow from the calendar.
Petey.
A network for grateful living, a year of gratitude, inspiration for living life as a gift. As always, we hope you had a good time, and maybe we even inspired along the way. Before you go, please leave us a comment, and while you're at it, a great rating on Apple Podcasts. And please continue to leave us your quotes, as we'll be selecting some to feature on the show. And look out for our special guest episodes where JB invites some of his cool celebrity friends to come on here and help us break down a quote.
It'll be fun,
and you won't want to miss it. Once again, I'm Miles, and he's...
Bingo!
Yeah. I'm glad he didn't say Peter Proud. See you next time.
Shit.
This has been a Team Coco production.